Good morning. We're continuing Chiyodim, Klamen Bey's Simon Test. So we're talking about a case where we're grappling with the issues of Pas Nachri, which has the chesaron of being Pas Nachri. It's Pas Palter, but it's a much finer flour, and the coarse bread that they used to eat, Pas Kibur, which was Pas Yisrael, and the person is makben on pas pal, only on pas Yisrael. Imareach she'eno nizer mesiv imor al ha'shulchan. He has a guest who eats pas palter, and they're eating together on the table. And ve'eno yochel l'salkei. Therefore, we said before, you should take away the pas nachri off the table, in order till after Birchas HaMotzi, but this person eats it, so you can't take it away because he would like to eat it. Okay, so we're going to say a leniency based on the since the Balabayas is the one that's supposed to be Betzaya. Given the mitzvah of Balabayas, Lipzaya, the Gemara says that the Betzaya should be the Balabayas because he'll be comfortable giving people large portions. And it says that tov ein hu yivarach, and then the bench or person should be the guest, because this way he can give the balabayas a bracha, that we have the bracha you give that the guest gives the host, but for hamotzi the balabayas is, so here we have a situation where he's supposed to be mitzaya. The guest eats pas palter, and the pas palter is better. So he said before, if that's the person situation, you can ignore the pas Yisrael and use that. But over here, it's even more that you could ignore it. But you, the covet of the reich, you should give it to him. Now, if you don't like pas nachri, nothing to do with the frumkeit, but you don't like pas nachri, then it doesn't apply. But gaman nachri hu chavei b'lav, the Yisrael likes the better tasting bread. But he's not eating it because he's undertaken a higher level of a hanhaga. So in honor of the guest, you allow the balabayas to interrupt his precious, his hanhaga, the meaning that he has. Remember, we mentioned that pas palter, and a mokum where pas Yisrael of equivalent is not available, meeker than its mutter. But the Shulchan Aruch says there were places which were makben on it. So he's one of those people who's makben on it. So normally he has a chiyuv to maintain his hanhaga. But that hanhaga that he has, because I'll say because of the inyan of giving the cover to the guest, that he's the one who's being moitzi the guest with the bracha, so therefore he's allowed to interrupt his hanhaga of his chumra for this purpose. And once he's allowed to make the bracha on it, so the idea that he would make the bracha on it and then the rest of the meal not eat it because it's inferior, as it were, would be an insult to the bracha. Oh, for the bracha, you take the bad stuff. For the rest of the meal, you have the good stuff. That would not be correct either. Therefore, for the remainder of the meal, he's allowed to continue to eat this pas palter nachri. Now, the Chayyim adds, the pas kiven shehu ikr chiyusah shel adam, chashe chachamim mishum eva, v'chein enlum v'mizeh l'shar isur d'rabbanan. This concept is limited to the union of pas, because pas is a primary food, and therefore people having different types of the guests would like to eat that food. If you don't give it to him, that's potentially going to cause an element of disagreement. People tend to disagree about things which are very important to them, bread being one of them. So there were more Michael. Now it's interesting that he said the kavod areich, and now he's saying it's because potentially there's eva. This is between the Taz and the Shach in Yeridaya. on this halacha. This halacha is found both in Aruch Chaim and in Yerideya. So in Yerideya, the Taz and the Shach have an argument. The Taz says it's because of Kabbat of their Rav, and the Shach says it's because of Eva. The Chayyadim combines both of them. Mishabur points out that nowadays each person makes their own bracha, so this halacha will not apply. Even though the union of Eva might still apply, I'm eating this, you're eating that, we're disagreeing, etc. But the Ikar Pshat is because of the Taz of Kavod of the Reich, which doesn't apply because you're not being Moitzi him. But it would come out on Shabbos if this situation would develop on Shabbos, so this halacha would be applicable. But if the person does not have any specific preference to pasnaki, independent of the issue of the paspalter issue, so then he doesn't have, then he can be betzeya on the pas Yisrael, which is kibur. I just want to mention one thing that Mishabur does bring down at the beginning of Hilchus Shabbos in Siman Reish Mem Beis, that preferably for Shabbos a person should have pas Yisrael and not pas palter. He should bake his own bread if necessary for that purpose. But it's not a chiyuv gomer. That's why we talk about a case on Shabbos where a person would be using pas palter of a goy. But it is a mitzvah to have pas Yisrael. During Shas Mitzvah, it's a minig Yisrael not to use pas palter. So that's actually a higher level of chiyuv than for Shabbos and Yom Tov. But for the person for Shabbos and Yom Tov should only have pas. You only use pas Yisrael. One last point is that the din of pas Yisrael applies not only to bread but also to mezonos. The cakes and cookies and those type of things. That's very relevant. Preferably on Shabbos, a person should use cakes, cookies, pretzels, items which are pas Yisrael, preferably over pas palter, which means any commercial of these things is considered palter, unless there's a significant difference in flavor between the non-Jewish version and the Jewish version. Okay, have a good Shabbos. Have a good day.